So I got interested in doing this story after tragedy struck in my own front yard. Well, maybe tragedy is an overstatement, but it was sad. About a week ago, I was watering our small garden when I noticed two baby mockingbirds just hanging out in the tomato plants. There was an adult there too, watching them and chirping away at me. I didn't think much of it until later, I heard my wife scolding our two dogs in the front yard. Eddie and Bobo, they had found one of the baby birds and decided it was playtime. They played a little too rough. After I buried one of the fledglings, I got to thinking, is this happening in front yards all across the city? I made some calls.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Moe's.
Come on in, Barry.
Thank you.
Barry Lyon is on the board of directors with the Travis County Audubon Society. He said we're right in the thick of baby bird season.
And there is a critical time when these birds hatch, and there's a period of anywhere from a week to 3 weeks when they're going to be learning to fly and to fledge, and that's the danger zone.
And it's not marauding pugs that usually pose that danger. Much of the time, it's cats.
Yeah. This is a very contentious issue, extremely contentious issue. But cats in general, people love their cats. You know, I mean, people love cats as much as anything. Cats are a non-native, house cats are a non-native animal within the environment of the Western world.
Cats have few natural predators, but they are predators themselves, and birds are among their favorite meals. Some estimates say house cats kill nearly 4 billion, that's billion with a B, birds each year in the U.S. So what can you do if you find a bird in your front yard and you fear for its safety? Lyon says it's a judgment call.
You know, you can look at this with a cold eye and say, don't do it. But a lot of people like to. And, you know, go ahead and, you know, pick it up and put it back up in the branches.
I was kind of surprised to hear that.
So the stuff we've heard about, you know, the mother bird rejecting the baby if you touch it, things like that, that actually isn't generally the case.
I'm not going to say that that's always the case.
That is a myth. Most birds do have fairly poor senses of smell. So you will not be leaving your scent on a bird if you touch it.
That's Jason Martin, a project leader with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. He echoed what Lyon said with a few caveats. One should only consider placing a bird out of harm's way if it appears too young to be away from its nest. Older, fledgling birds often leave their nests and spend a few days on the ground, still fed by their parents, before they learn to fly.
And if you try and pick up the bird and put it in the nest again, chances are it's just going to jump out again. So it's best at that point to kind of watch things from afar. And if you see a cat or some sort of other predator in your yard, you know, certainly you can go out and try and scare the predator away.
The two birds in my garden, for example, had already reached that fledgling phase. Moving them would have made little difference. But experts say there are other things you can do for them, including growing native plants that provide plenty of cover, and of course, making the yard off limits to pets when you know there are birds underfoot. Moe's Bouchelle, KUT News.